there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And look, we got a lot of stuff we're going to try to make up and fill for this hour. That'll keep everyone around, right, Bill?
I think I'm going to stick around for the rest of the hour.
Are you?
At least. Well, yeah, although the highlight of my week has already been made.
What do you mean?
I'm just writing down some numbers here. I was doing a little measuring.
Yeah.
For the mermaid.
Yes. Way to take one for the team, Bill.
Hey, you know, somebody's got to do it, and the chances of my wife hearing this are kind of slimish.
The only thing I didn't quite understand when Bill was doing the fitting for Mermaid Angela and her new tail, he was holding the tape measure with his teeth. What was that all about?
It was awkward at first.
That's a new European way.
Yeah. The tongue is more sensitive to the differences in measurement. You've got to really be able to almost taste the proper measurement. That's what all the big tailors do. Right, don't you watch those programs on Bravo and Lifetime like I do?
We can
constantly
really travel down an interesting road right now, but I there's a little voice in the back of my mind.
For those of you in the chat room wondering, 36, 28, 34.
We could have a new show here: What Mermaid Tail Not to Wear. Or How to Look Good in a Mermaid Tail Naked.
Yes, yes. Naked? Yeah, what not to wear? Anything.
Naked.
Well, moving on.
Naked ladies.
All right, yeah.
Naked ladies.
Did we get all the measurements?
Yeah, we're good.
We're good?
Yep.
All right, good.
Got them right here.
Are you feeling good about this, Angela?
Oh, wait a second. They were supposed to be in metric. We should fix that.
God damn it. Get back down there, Bill.
Yeah, are you feeling good about this, Angela, or are you
She's feeling better now that I'm as far away from her as I can possibly be.
I feel great now. Yeah. Bill's on the other side. I'm over
Bill's
here.
Bill's going south for the winter.
right before we went on the air, she said, Greg, I need a shower.
Hey, now.
I don't know what that was all about, but I guess, you know, it was a comment about Bill's measuring technique. But these new tails we're going to get, I think, are going to be quite spectacular. Are you excited, Angela?
Yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait to see them.
Will they help her swim faster in the water? Are there any mechanical advantage?
I believe so. She will be more streamlined.
Or is it all cosmetic?
More hydrodynamic.
This tail that we're having, this is a much more of a customized version of the mermaid tail. So it's very specifically designed for each mermaid girl that we're going to have fitted.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah?
Is it slimy?
No, there is no...
Not yet.
Like, there is no coating.
What do you mean, Bill? Do the mermaids secrete their own, slime?
Yeah, there's that mucous membrane that that covers most fish, marine critters.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yes.
Really?
What else would I be talking about? Angela, I should be asking you. Greg doesn't know nothing.
It's kind of like a gel coating. I didn't think about that, but maybe we should consider that.
Is it fire retardant as well?
I hope so.
Yeah, you usually don't have to worry
about
that.
Because you're hot. That's all I'm saying.
It would be very embarrassing for the mermaid to be swimming in the water in some tropical location and burst into flame.
Well, you haven't heard about human combustion? Come on.
These aren't humans, they're mermaids.
Oh, that's, well, it's
she's
more
part
prevalent.
She's at least half human.
No, that's more prevalent in the mermaid world, I believe.
They tend to be hotter.
Self-combustion. Yeah, I think so. Well, at least in Angela's case, yeah. You're hot.
Little-known fact, three mermaids have been drummers for Spinal Tap.
That's why.
Yes.
That explains a lot.
Mm-hmm. Indeed it does. All right. Well, if you haven't figured it out, we have four guys and a girl in a studio today.
And precious little schedules.
Yeah. And Angela is taking it like a trooper, as usual.
And
you know what?
And she's being a good sport.
Golly.
Wow, here's a text from Angela's dad. Can this stop? That's all the message says. Can this stop?
All right. Well, I think it's
Yeah, in about 45 minutes.
I think we should change direction and something a little bit more palatable. And that would be talking about what we should do for the first ever Scuba Radio on-air bachelor party.
Who's getting married?
You.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. On air.
Yeah. Well, not getting married on air. Well, man, I don't know. Maybe.
No.
But we wanted.
He will refuse to make a spectacle of himself.
Yeah, so we're just going to do the bachelor party on the radio. We're going to have an on-air bachelor party for CJ with an underwater theme. So, you know, it's going to be like the Hangover meets
water.
Actually, it's going to be like the Hangover meets Santa Claus, too, because I've been able to arrange Scuba Radio's very own Drunken Santa to be available for this event.
Really?
Yes.
How did you do that?
I pulled some strings. As they unraveled, I found him at the end of it.
How do you even get a hold of that guy off season?
I don't know how Santa gets wrapped up in all this, but I'm sure we'll find a way to make him
I don't know if I want that guy at my bachelor party.
You know, never been here when he's here.
Yeah,
heard the stories.
But he kicks me off the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's a big guy. You know, he's a
And he's got an aura.
Yeah.
Or something.
No, it's an odor. Not an aura. It's an odor. But that said, I was thinking more like the Hangover meets, you know, Finding Nemo is what this thing would end up.
Bill, you better have that delay up and running.
You're
going to have the turbo delay.
I'll see if William Dafoe can be available.
Yeah. So, I mean,
the Green Goblin,
but we have to talk about
or Scar
dive related activities that we can do that would lend themselves to a bachelor party format.
I know what we're going to be using the snorkel for.
Okay.
Breathing.
That's a good second
breathing
guess.
Rum.
I've seen a snorkel used in this application in the past.
Yeah, and it's not pretty.
No.
It's not pretty. I've been
But it's going to happen anyway.
But effective.
It is effective. Last time we checked, I think we figured you could fit 6 shots of whiskey in one snorkel, normal size snorkel.
It doesn't need to be full.
I think we did it with rum before.
Rum, whiskey, vodka, whatever you want to use. But the volume you can fit in a snorkel is quite impressive. That's not really a shot. You got to be careful how you put it in there. You know what I'm saying?
There's a technique.
Yes, definitely a technique. But, okay, so snorkel shots, definitely. We've kind of done that, been there, done that already.
We have to do something completely new.
Yeah, we got to
come up with some sort of level of depravity that has before never been reached on this program.
Right, we have to come up with some way to combine diving and a bachelor party activities. Like, what would you do besides, well, of course.
You want to rethink that whole opinion you had earlier on bestiality?
Wow.
What kind of entertainment would we have?
We have to think about this one. I'm sure there's plenty of things plenty of trouble we could get into.
Well, okay, let's be real now. On a bachelor party, generally, you have, like, dancers, exotic entertainment,
okay.
You know, adult entertainment.
How do we relate that to diving?
Well, we, Angela?
Scott?
No, I'm just thinking,
strippers, maybe?
Well, hey, you might be onto something. Might be onto something there. I don't know. I don't know if we can make that
How
work.
Long does that last? How long, how long does it take a mermaid to strip? 15 seconds into the program, and we're done with the strippers.
Yeah, we saved that for last.
There we are.
So that'd be the grand finale. Well, first of all, we would have to find someone that would cooperate in that capacity.
I've got two in my mind that would say yes without a moment's hesitation to please CJ.
What?
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
Now, I know you're
Are they under the age of 65?
All we need to do is find someone related to Neil Watson, and I think we can make this happen.
Someone related to Neil Watson? What do you mean? I don't understand what you're saying.
I'll explain later.
No,
he's got a son.
I'm throwing this out on the air because we have to figure this out on the air to plan this thing.
There are certain buses I'm not willing to throw mermaids in on underneath on the air.
Well, look, Angela is a nice girl. Believe it or not, she would never do such stuff.
No, and no, she wouldn't, which is why we have to think of someone else.
I know.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Right. So, what mermaid would do that?
I don't know. We got to find one.
I've got two.
You have two mermaids?
I don't have any right now, but I got two that would do it.
Really?
Oh, yes. I've seen them been tricked into doing things for far less than what we'd be willing to provide.
I don't think, I have no idea what he's talking about.
I don't either. Who are you? I don't. I honestly, who are you? Just mouth it. You obviously don't want to say it on the air. Who are you talking about? Who? What? Who?
I didn't catch that.
I didn't.
Never mind.
We'll
later.
We'll talk about this later.
I could
have swore he said a guy's
name. Am I right?
I don't know. Oh. Anywho, the bachelor party is going to be swell.
Did I mention this is going to be hetero?
Oh, well, now, what was I thinking?
I think I just figured out his little game.
Yeah, well.
Yeah,
well
his little game.
What kind of games do you do at bachelor parties? It's been a while since I've been
Donut eating? Bobbing for apples?
Well, I think we're having hot dogs.
Donkey?
I think we're mixing up
pinatas.
I thought you just got
drunk and went to a strip club.
Well, that works for me. But maybe
bowling.
We're trying to cram this idea into
bowling,
this
huh?
Diving. I mean, I'm just thinking.
We're trying to cram this 10-pound idea into this 5-pound bag. Well, that's what we're trying to do here.
You know, there's a lot of people listening right now that are going through the same situation. They're thinking, okay, look, a friend of mine's getting married. He's a diver. You know, how can I combine the two? Now, we did talk about maybe
you
doing
think this
a scuba
is,
dive.
You think you're solving a major earth problem
yeah,
right
a lot
here?
Of people go, how can I, if I could just do both somehow?
Right. How can you combine some of your two favorite activities? And okay. We did talk about going down to the Keys and doing a dive, and then, you know, we'd hit the bars down there in Key West or something, maybe.
Oh,
I don't know.
Hey, Greg, can we do a live broadcast from a strip club?
We could. but why do we have to go to the strip club? We could do it right here.
Why can't we bring the strip club to us?
Yeah, bring the strip club to us. All right, I don't know. I don't really like the term strip club anyway. That's demeaning to women. I would like to put adult entertainment. Is what this would be.
Okay.
And there would be video. I'm just telling the people listening, just so they'd have a reason to actually tune in and go to the website, scubaradio.com.
All right.
Absolutely free.
All right.
Special.
Well, we have some stag horn coral films.
Oh, boy.
All right, that one required more work than I was willing to give it. I'm sorry, I watched that one.
I wasn't fully prepared.
But I like it.
Maybe we need to think about the ladies, too, and have like a bachelor, bachelorette type.
No.
No.
Come
don't
on,
be ridiculous.
Greg.
He's almost married. He's done thinking about what women want.
Exactly. Thank you, Bill.
All right. If you got any suggestions, help us out. 888-88-SCUBA4 coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Ravi. I'm from zip-fiji.com.
Oh, my God.
Coming back, Greg.
I'm backwards. Help me! Oh, my God.
You are listening to Scuba Radio.
I'm going to die.
World's first radio show devoted to divers. On a surface interval, don't forget to come zipline with me.
Woo-hoo.
In the meantime, keep listening to Greg, the Dive Master. He is also a zipline master.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I live!
You survived the jeep!
Sir Abby, do you have a change of pants or anything I could...
Oh, no.
Oh, great. Those are the days. Hey, we could do that as part of the activity. We could go ziplining after our on-air bachelor party. That could be an activity. Now,
that seems like just the thing you should do after getting all liquored up. Let's go on a zip wire.
You could be like, okay, everyone pour a shot, and then everybody zipline and see how much you have left at the end.
I have visions of Wile E. Coyote slamming into the side of the cliff.
Yeah.
I have visions of three people falling off the ladder on the way up.
Or
good point.
Vomiting as you zipline. That's very nice.
Yeah.
Hey, if anybody's interested, scubaradio.com. Single Scott just posted on his blog pictures of Angela getting measured.
Yeah, actually, if you look at those pictures closely, those could lend themselves to activities we could do on the Scuba Radio Bachelor Party show.
Like what?
Measuring Angela. That could be an activity.
That sounds like an after-school TV special. Join us for a very special lifetime experience. Measuring Angela.
All right, CJ did come up with a good idea. You know, we talked about the snorkel shots for a bachelor. We're talking about, you know, CJ's getting married. We're doing a bachelor party. We're going to have it on the air. And we're talking about activities that we can combine that involve a bachelor party and scuba diving. You know, taking your snorkel, filling, you know, doing
CJ's
shots.
CJ's actually searching his mind for all the things he said during the break, and he said he really thought one of those was a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
You talked about the stripper thing, but said maybe the girls need to be in wetsuits.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I think you forget what a upstanding member of the community CJ is.
What are you saying?
He doesn't need strippers.
This is really beneath him. Derogatory toward women.
I didn't say it was women. It's your bachelor party. If you want to be an equal opportunity gawker or oogler.
It's oogler, but I know what you mean.
I'll let you take your pick.
Not into the dudes.
Okay. But that's, you know, combining the activities like wetsuit would be appropriate, maybe. Or wearing fins, you said.
That would be funny.
That would be funny. And that's really what we're trying to have is we want the bachelor party to be funny.
Oh, I think it'll be funny.
Oh, brother. I don't know.
You don't have any of that exotic rum stash that you brought back from any long distance locale.
We have tons of that.
Stuff you can't get here?
Yeah. So basically you're just saying if we drink enough, it won't really matter?
No, I'm saying it's a good place to start.
Okay. Well, and I think you're right. We drink around the world. Take a little sip from some.
We might have some kava left over.
Okay,
oh,
yeah,
geez, kava Louise
from Fiji. Yeah, maybe that might be a nice little.
Oh, look here, we got a nice bowl of dirty dishwater for you. Why don't you have a drink of that? Makes your lips numb.
Where's that bottle from? A bottle of hardwood from Dominica.
I mailed it back.
Oh, okay.
I hope you don't mind. I used your house return address.
That was a little homemade elixir that we picked up from the island of Dominica.
You know, I do have that jar of moonshine.
Yeah, well, there you go. That would make sense. Which island was that from? Was that U.S.? That was just U.S. Southern home fried moonshine, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we got
that was from a
thing
still
covered.
Somewhere.
And obviously we're talking about drinking, but you know, this is a bachelor party and we're not scuba diving.
God no.
We were talking about doing that, but the way it's working out time frame. We're talking about sometime in March we're going to do this.
I just realized I think I have Dick Bachelor's phone number. We could call him and see if he could come and make it a real bachelor party.
Okay, local reference to a local politician here in Orlando.
That sounds like a fun time.
You know what?
For a second there, I thought you were talking about one of the Darrens on Bewitched. I'm like, which one was he? Dick Sargent, Dick York, Dick Bachelor.
We actually, you know, the people in the room are the only ones who got it. None of us laughed. How ironic. But God bless you for trying, Bill.
You know,
please don't do that again.
Sometimes they're just for me.
Obviously.
Yes. But Angela, give us a woman's perspective on this whole.
Sometimes that's
party
just
thing.
For her.
Is there like for instance, if you were to come to CJ's Scuba Radio Bachelor Party,
she'd have to be tricked into it. We'd have to tell her it's a different week. Yeah.
You would have to be drugged
come this week because you're not going to want to be here next week, Angela.
Maybe we can. Maybe she can give us her two cents of what she, you know, just that woman's perspective of here. You want to make this a cool event. I got an idea for you. Think about it. We'll talk about it next. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK 27 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection. Ideas on this Scuba Radio bachelor party idea or event in March. CJ getting married, and we're trying to figure out what we could do to combine diving and a bachelor party. We're not having much luck with the guys' suggestions other than, you know, snorkel shots. Maybe instead of a woman, you know, a exotic dancer, you know, instead of being dressed up like a schoolgirl, she's dressed up in a wetsuit. Okay. You can go with that whole theme. That would make sense. I don't know. I'm still feeling a little bit.
Hey, could we do it underwater?
Oh, well, not if we're drinking.
No, I mean before.
What do you mean? Could we actually do a bachelor party underwater? Wait a minute.
Get an exotic dancer underwater.
Ooh. I think we might have hit on something here. What do you think?
You're welcome.
Yeah. That would be difficult to do on the air, but we could definitely do it and then come back and talk about it.
There you go.
Yeah. We got the underwater communication gear from OTS. We could wire up the underwater.
You're not going to let me go, are you? I'm going to have to stay here while you do that, aren't you?
No. Well, we could do this and record it.
We'll record
underwater.
It, yeah.
Couldn't we
CJ
just make her wet?
Excuse me?
Inappropriate.
That will cost extra. But that's an interesting
idea.
They're
not into dudes.
All right, so first we went from can we get a mermaid in here to cooperate, and now we've taken it a step further. Can we get a stripper underwater that would cooperate? Because now you're talking about multitasking.
She doesn't even have to dive. She can just snorkel.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure she could already hold her breath.
Really? You're just assuming. That just goes with the territory?
Yeah.
All right, Angela, what do you think? Is this appealing to you at all? Do you see any value whatsoever? Or this is just a room full of pigs?
If this is what you guys like, that's fine.
That's a resounding yes.
No, I'm confused with the fin thing. You have to explain that to me.
It's funny.
We'll show you. Hold on.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Mon nom est Julie et je suis une plongeuse de Saint-Barth.
Okay, for my American fan, my name is Julie and I'm a diver from Saint-Barth.
Et j'aime énormément la Scuba Radio.
I love Scuba Radio.
Et spécialement, what's your name again?
Greg.
And especially Greg, the, I would say, dive master.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Dan Tip next.
Oh, yes. All right. Well, when we're in Saba, I bet you know those girls might have. They probably would cooperate because that girl Julie, she was French, and they
Scuba.
Do that. You know, in the French culture and stripping, they kind of go hand in hand, don't they? No.
You may be a little less cosmopolitan than you think.
Oh, they just kiss. They do that whole French kissing.
Well, and
thing.
They're okay with nudity, but they're not.
God bless them.
Strippers,
I knew there was
per
something
se.
I liked about them. Oh, well, okay. All right, but Angela, what do you think? Other than trying to figure out where the fins go, which, like, you know, I showed you.
On your feet, hello.
Do you just wear a bunch of them?
No,
you don't wear a bunch of them. You just wear a pair of fins, and then you walk around naked.
You know how hard it is to walk in those things.
No, you use the fins to cover up strategic areas.
It's not sexy. It's just hilarious. Which is almost as good.
No, I think...
They both release endorphins.
That's it.
No, endolphins.
Dolphins?
Yeah,
what?
They release endolphins. No, okay.
Oh,
not.
My God.
Speaking right. of which, Dick Batchelor is available.
Oh, my God. All right, Angela, but what do you think? I mean, is there anything we could do this to
seriously,
to make this
Angela,
more
he wants to know what you think.
What would make you participate other than, like, roofies?
Yep, that's it. Just
okay.
That.
I just wanted to double
Ladies
check.
And gentlemen, if Angela is here, someone should immediately call 911.
Yeah, she's been drugged.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay.
I'll think about it.
You'll think about it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have any friends that you could help recruit?
Do you have any enemies?
You out on a mission?
That you could recruit.
Yeah, like a, you know, look at it as like a charitable contribution.
Mm-hmm.
Because look at CJ. Come on.
Hey!
He's getting married. He needs one last chance to...
Do what?
Soil his oats.
I don't know. That's not... No.
That's not what is wrong
so
with you?
Sow his wild oats.
Oh, so, I'm sorry.
So. Yeah.
God.
I just figured you're going to soil yourself, but I digress.
Well.
Depends on how much you have to drink.
There is a
right?
possibility.
Yes. That'll be a sign of a good party, mm-hmm. if he does.
Santa might do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Scuba Radio Drunken Santa is on board with
I think
this.
He'll show up at some point.
I'm sure he will.
Whether I like it or not.
Yeah. I think we can count on that. All right. Well, look, we got a Dan tip on deck just in the nick of time. And I don't know. I guess we'll have to just table this whole bachelor party dive idea.
And let me ask a quick question, though.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, CJ. When it comes to this whole if we were going to get together and do something, you know, just to be a last time out with the guys, rather go diving, rather go drinking?
Diving.
You and I both.
Yeah.
So let's just go diving.
Well, we can do both. We can still do that.
Screw the chicks, man. Screw the chicks. Let's go diving.
No. No, thank you. I'll go with you.
Yes. Angela can come with us.
All right. So, Angela, you're saying if we go diving, you're down.
Yes.
Okay.
Then we can have a little dance underwater.
Hey, now.
All right. Now you're talking. So if we dress it up a little bit as a quote-unquote dance.
Yeah.
As opposed to like a...
can we pinch you with lobster?
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Playing underwater chess is no longer recommended by the Scuba Diving Institute. Studies have indicated that a floating rook can get stuck in the throat of passing fish. And there's nothing more irritating than having a little plastic rook show up in your flounder dinner.
Let the game begin.
Please get me out of here.
And besides, those cardboard chess boards keep getting all soggy and fall apart. And nobody wants that.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Jeff Meyer, COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. You're looking happy today, Jeff.
Hey, spring is in the air, and that always makes me happy.
Yeah? How come?
It means the start of dive season is just around the corner.
You mean there's an end to dive season?
Oh, sure. There are a lot of us who dive year-round, but for many divers, spring and summer mark the start of their diving days.
Ah, and spring is here.
Yes, it is. We've still got a bit of time until the dive season kicks off, but it's a perfect time to get ready for it.
Got any advice on how we can do that?
As a matter of fact, I do. Now is a time when it's all about preparation. That way, you'll be ready to get in the water as soon as you get the chance.
Starting with?
How about yourself? Hopefully, you've spent some time over the winter either starting or reinvigorating your fitness routine, but if not, it's never too late. Make sure you're eating well and exercising, so you'll be in shape for the water.
Sounds easy enough.
Yep, and there's one more step to make it complete. All of us should routinely monitor our health. So if you haven't had a physical in the last year, it's a great time to get one.
I'll make an appointment. I'm guessing we should spend some time on our equipment too, though, huh?
That's next in line, sure. If you haven't done it already, it's time to take the big stuff in for servicing. BCDs, regulators, tanks, and anything else that needs attention.
That's a good reminder. I think mine's due now that I think about it. But what about the smaller stuff? You know, like accessories and toys?
Those should be given every bit of attention you show every other piece of gear. In fact, it's almost more important, since we tend to forget that the smaller stuff should be checked as thoroughly as anything else.
Like what?
Start with electronics. Your computer, your dive light, or tank markers. Are they all working? Do they have fresh batteries? Make sure that everything that runs on batteries has a new one. Even if it works now, it doesn't mean it'll make it through the season. And you don't want it to quit on you while you're in the middle of a dive.
What else?
How about things that spend most of their time rolled up, like dive reels? They should be unrolled and checked for fraying or weak spots in the line. And safety sausages? They're another one that spends a lot of time tightly bound, so unroll them and even inflate them just to make sure they're good to go. Lift bags should get the same treatment.
How about straps, like on your fins and mask?
Absolutely. Definitely check those and take a look at your dive knife to make sure it hasn't rusted. Take a look at your exposure protection and make sure there aren't any holes or split seams.
What are we forgetting?
How about emergency planning? If you've got an oxygen unit, you absolutely should be checking it to ensure it's in proper working order. And first aid kits. Take a minute to go through them and ensure they're fully stocked.
How about taking a minute to review any emergency assistance plans you've generated?
An excellent suggestion. Double-check all the information and numbers on your emergency assistance plan to make sure everything's correct and up-to-date.
I'll make a note of it.
The point is, every single piece of gear you use in your diving should be thoroughly inspected before you head off for another summer in the sun. No detail is too small. Equipment is beautifully designed these days, and it's never been safer, but it still requires proper care and maintenance. But if you take care of it, it'll take you on some grand adventures this summer.
And that'll definitely put a spring in your step. Spring is here, which means summer is just around the corner. And with summer comes dive season. It's a great time of year to do your pre-season safety check. So pull out your gear and give it a thorough inspection. Spending some time with it now means your time can be spent in the water later. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, I'll make sure that we do have our Dan insurance paid up before we try this Scuba Radio on-air bachelor party for CJ. Because God knows we're going to need it.
Would that be considered a technical dive?
Possibly. I mean, I don't know, actually.
Specialty?
It would be, let me put it this way. Insurance would likely be needed, as well as a bail bondsman, just standing by. So, we'll have to just, have to wait and see on that. Now, you know, whether we tie some diving into this, I mean, that's the thing. We can dive anytime. And so we're kind of, you know, bringing our bachelor party into the studio so we can share this experience with the listeners. And obviously there'll be a little dive trip either before or after that we do. You know, guys day out diving, that kind of thing, right?
Why not?
Well, and where should we go, though, CJ? Do we want to keep it simple in the Keys, you know, being that we're here in Orlando, or should we head out to someplace in the Bahamas or even go more exotic like Grenada or Dominica, Tobago, Australia, Fiji, all locations that are on the travel itinerary for 2010.
I don't have a week. I have an actual day job.
All right. Well, we could fly in and fly out then, is what you're saying. You want to do a quickie, and maybe over to the Bahamas. How about Cape Eleuthera in the Bahamas? That would be a great place.
Never been there.
Now, and last time we were there, we had Abby. We had Denise.
Right.
Is that who it was? Abby and Denise.
Abby and Denise. Yeah.
And Anna Lynn. And Neil Watson. And that had definitely a bachelor party feel to it.
Oh, really? You were someplace with Neil Watson and it felt like a bachelor party? Astonishing.
And actually, it wasn't Neil's fault. I think Denise was the star of that little adventure.
Interesting.
That was the time when Mermaid Denise came out of her shell, among other things. And
normally, she's kind of crabby.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a bar there, and there are some local local boys from, I think, North Carolina that were in town on their boat. They'd taken their boat down there to do some spearfishing for the
local
weekend.
Local boys from North Carolina.
Well, yeah, good old boys.
Maybe okay, that's all right, there we go.
But they we hung out at the little watering hole there on Cape Eleuthera. This little property had its own little private bar, and you know, the drinks started flowing, and Denise's skills as a bartender came out.
At any time during this little adventure, did you hear banjo music?
No, but it wasn't necessary. It really wasn't, because the entertainment really wasn't from the good old boys. It was how Denise was handling the crew. If you want to, I mean, you know.
Wait, what? I hear it now.
It's like it was yesterday. But that might be a good setting. But that's assuming they'll allow us to come back, because it's, you know, we're kind of given a enough time has expired where we're allowed back on the island of Cape Eleuthera. You think, Bill?
I'll check the restraining order.
Okay, check it. That might be a place to consider for this event.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We've got to
get down, get down.
Got to
get down.
We are getting down here at the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And, you know, we spent a lot of time figuring out what to do for CJ's bachelor party. And I think it's fair to say we've come up empty. We haven't come up with any good ideas. So if you have any suggestions, please do email them to Greg at scubaradio.com. And that's, maybe you'll help us out.
It reminds me of the pre-show meeting.
Which one?
The one where we didn't come up with any good ideas for today's program.
Yeah. Well, see, I had a computer meltdown, so that's what I'm going to blame it on. That's my excuse. So I had no real notes, and that's what we went with. And, well, hey, sometimes win a few, lose a few. And we'll put this one down in the loss column.
The good news is the show's almost over.
Yes. But we still had the last couple hours to share our camaraderie, our love for diving in the underwater environment. And it does bring us together, and whether you accomplish anything with those discussions is really just icing on the cake, is it not? Being able to talk about your favorite pastime, your favorite activity, your hobby, and tie it into your everyday life is really what makes this show click and what makes the world a better place.
I agree wholeheartedly.
CJ, do you?
As do I.
Angela, what about you? Just say yes.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, see?
Scott, you're next.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so it's unanimous.
Yes, it is.
We have accomplished the simple fact of bringing everyone together through our little, for our love of diving.
Yes. And nothing else.
What do you mean?
We have not made the world in any way a better place.
No, we have.
Aside from that.
We have. We've given a few ideas, and if people find themselves in the same predicament as we found ourselves today, is what could we do for our friend who's a diver who needs to have a special, memorable bachelor party? Well, now we've given a few ideas to our diving friend.
Oh, it was supposed to be memorable. I thought it was supposed to be the sort of thing which you remembered with trepidation.
Are we still on the air?
No, it's done. And that's a good thing. But regardless, whether it's... What is it?
It's life is better.
Down where it's wetter.
Good job, everybody!
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.